This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livas. There's a tsunami warning in effect following a powerful earthquake in Alaska. The U.S. Geological Survey says a 7-magnitude quake rocked buildings Friday morning in Anchorage, buckling roads and causing people to seek shelter. Diner employee TK Turk says the earthquake was stronger than usual.
We're taught how to deal with earthquakes here, so everyone did followed the right procedures, got under a table or under a structure.
An Associated Press reporter working in downtown Anchorage saw cracks in a two-story building. Shortly after the quake, a tsunami warning was issued for the southern coastal areas of Cook's Inlet and part of the Kenai Peninsula. It's unclear if there were injuries. There are reports of power and phone outages. Alaska averages 40,000 quakes per year. Look for updates on voanews.com. The leaders of Canada, Mexico, and the United States signed a new North American trade agreement Friday ahead of the opening of the G20 summit in Argentina. The pact underpins $1.2 trillion in annual trade among the three countries. This replaces NAFTA, which during his campaign, President Trump called the worst trade deal in history, blaming it for the loss of American manufacturing jobs. Lawmakers from all three countries must approve it. Already, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi says the U.S. Congress will need more information before deciding to ratify a NAFTA replacement.
There also has not been a law passed in Mexico in terms of wages and working conditions in Mexico. So when all of that happens, people will make a judgment about whether they will be supporting it. So this is not something that we have a piece of paper where we can say yes or no to.
Russian authorities said Friday that Vladimir Putin will have a brief meeting with President Trump during the summit, but Mr. Trump said he was canceling because of Russia's seizure of Ukrainian ships and sailors.
We're not happy about it. Nobody is. And hopefully they'll be able to settle it out soon because we look forward to meeting with President Putin.
This is VOA News. Mr. Trump criticized the probe by special counsel Robert Mueller Friday in a tweet from the G20 summit in Argentina, again calling it a witch hunt and saying he didn't end up doing any development deals in Russia. Reporters traveling with him say he's been in a bad mood and distracted after his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, admitted on Thursday to lying to Congress about a Trump real estate deal in Russia. President Trump says the U.S. is very close to a deal with China on tariffs. He plans to speak with Chinese President Xi Jinping at the G20 summit, hoping to defuse long-running trade tensions. Cecile Shea is a non-resident fellow in global security and diplomacy at the Chicago Council on Global Affairs.
President Trump is really unpredictable when it comes to China, and his advisors are really split down the middle on how to proceed on the issue of China and tariffs. And so anyone would be foolish to try to predict what's going to come out of the meeting between the president and Xi. Certainly, people who have in the past predicted, oh, don't worry, it will all work out. The president will step back from the brink on major increases on the tariffs. They've been wrong every single time.
Business, industry, and investors are warning of the damage caused by the ongoing trade dispute between the two largest economies in the world. The British Prime Minister says she intends to talk about the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman at the G20 meeting. Theresa May said the British government wants to see a full and transparent investigation in relation to what happened and obviously those responsible being held to account. Saudi Arabia has denied allegations that Salman played a role in Khashoggi's death, blaming the killing on rogue agents. U.S. President Donald Trump has echoed Riyadh's denials and said the matter remains an open question. A major data breach has exposed the information of millions of guests at Starwood hotels, including Sheraton, Westin, St. Regis, and W Hotels. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more on how this may affect you.
Marriott says the unauthorized data access within the Starwood network has been taking place since 2014. Information potentially compromised includes credit card numbers and expiration dates. For as many as two-thirds of the 500 million guests who may have been affected, data exposed could also include mailing address, phone number, email address, date of birth, and passport number.
The company has set up a website and call center and will begin sending emails to those affected. The Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Santa Fe will file for bankruptcy protection in the wake of numerous sex abuse claims. The Archbishop said Thursday their first concern is the victims and the desire to do all they can to provide for their just compensation. Parishes throughout the U.S. sent their pedophile priests to a facility in New Mexico for treatment, and they were later sent to work in parishes around the state. I'm Nicole Livas, VOA News.